Psalm 118, Part 1, Preface. The heart of King David, the sweet singer of Israel, was often full to overflowing with the consideration of God's goodness. He delighted to behold the goodness of God displayed in his works. He loved to muse on it, he loved to speak of it, and he took pleasure in inditing hymns of praise, for which his psalms are an abiding monument. In this he has left us a noble example which we should strive to imitate. Many think only of the evil which is upon them, and have no eye for the goodness of God. And because they suffer the evil which is upon them to engross their mind, they are full of murmuring and discontent, always ready to quarrel with God over his providence. But we Christians should accustom ourselves to observe the traces of God's goodness in his creatures around us. And we should daily call to remembrance the much good which we enjoy at his hand. Give thanks to God for the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, the bread you eat, and other benefits which you daily enjoy. And you will soon find that you have enough to thank for to employ your heart every day. Unto such joyful praise we are exhorted in the 118th Psalm. Thanksgiving for the benefits obtained by Christ's suffering. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. Summary. From God, we continually receive good gifts for body and soul. His merciful kindness endures as long as we live, and it changes not. In him we are to trust, and not to put our confidence in man. The affections of men are changeable as the moon. They that flatter today may curse tomorrow. And even the mightiest princes cannot always protect, neither can they help in every need. But God is able to save to the uttermost them that call upon him. And if he is on our side, we need have no fear of man, for God is stronger than man, and his arm is skillful enough to thwart the crafty in their cunning. Though the wicked flock together like bees in a swarm to suppress God's truth, it will abide when the enemies have long since perished. Prayer. Give thanks unto the Lord, O my soul. Worship him and trust his mercy and truth, for they are as great as he himself is, and they endure forever. Let the Lord be thy meditation and thy song in the house of thy pilgrimage, because he has hitherto given thee strength and has set before thee the hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Amen.